Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco, bitches, featuring pearls of wisdom from luminaries such as F. William Mendel, Les Barker, Bill Lawyers, and Pete Seeger.
We're coming into the most dangerous period in world history, bar none, simply because the scale-up effect of total spectrum dominance to the Pentagon's force projection is such that it threatens biological holocaust, it threatens nuclear holocaust, it threatens chemical catastrophe and every which thing you can imagine. So, the stakes of serious mistakes are greater than they ever were before.
How goes the war on terror, George? Is Al-Qaeda under control? Does the world know peace, freedom and justice? I think I'd say no on the whole. In the days after 9/11, the goodwill of the world was yours. I might have opened a dialogue. I might have pondered the cause. I might have considered the issues, asked what the solutions might be. Beating the crap out of everybody never occurred to me. But justice had to be done. George, who made that attack? I think most of them were Saudis. Let's invade Iraq. They showed no respect for the United Nations. They had only contempt for that forum. You can't keep ignoring the UN like they did. We showed them how to ignore them. But now Iraq's turned against us. I suppose it's what you'd expect. Beating the crap out of everybody tends to have that effect. There were links with Al-Qaeda, you said. Iraq, not a chance, we said. Never. But thanks to your tactical awareness, George, you might just have pushed them together. Remember the day the war ended? George, it just seems to drag on. But we're going to liberate these people if we have to kill every last one. How shall we win hearts and minds? Don't tell me, George, I think I know. Beating the crap out of everybody, I think we should give that a go. Bomb the hospital, shoot the ambulance driver, knock the neighbourhood flat. It's a good job they aren't real people. You can't treat real people like that. Why not stop selling arms around the world? Change the whole scheme of world trade. Take a fresh look at Israel and Palestine. It's not what you want, I'm afraid. We could build a new world based on justice. Do things according to law. Beating the crap out of everybody. It hasn't solved problems before. How goes the war on terror, George? It's a war, George. Can anyone win? The world needs peace, freedom and justice. It's a long road, but why not begin?
The secret government is an interlocking network of official functionaries, spies, mercenaries, ex-generals, profiteers, and super-patriots who operate outside the legitimate institutions of government. Presidents have turned to them when they can't win the support of the people, creating that unsupervised power so feared by the framers of our Constitution. Suppose the enterprise grew into a super-secret, self-financing, self-perpetuating organization. Could a president control them? And what if he became the enterprise's public enemy number one? Who would know? Who would say no? Who would say no? Who would say no? Who would say no?
It was back in 1942. I was part of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. Captain said, you gotta ford the river, that's where it all began. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, damn fool kept yelling to push on. Sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the way back to the base? Sergeant, I once crossed this river not a mile above this place. It'll be a little bit soggy, but we'll keep on slogging. We'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, and the damn fool kept yelling to push on. Captain, sir, with all this gear, no man will be able to swim.
sergeant told me a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him, all we need is a little determination, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, and the damn fool kept yelling, push on. Sudden the moon clouded over, all we heard was a gurgling cry. Seconds later the captain's helmet was all that floated by. Sergeant said, turn around men, I'm in charge here from now on. And we just made it out of the big money with the captain dead and gone. Dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place where he'd once been. For another stream had joined the muddy about a mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to get out of the big muddy when the damn fool kept yelling, push on. You might not want to draw conclusions, I leave that to yourself. Maybe you're still walking, maybe you're still talking, maybe you still got your health. But every time I hear the news, that old feeling comes back on. We're waist deep in the big money, and the damn fool keeps yelling to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, we'll be drowning before too long. Neck deep in the big muddy, and the damn fools keep yelling to push on. Push on.
Lesher Podcast, produced and distributed by the Greater Mental Escher Employee Media Group. Welcome to the Mental Escher Matrix.
Smart drugs.
Cyborg Gunk Radio San Francisco is bitching baby.
A delivery system for propaganda.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future, this guy is well equipped to do
something. It's going
to
be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
Bye-bye.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.